Okay, so one of the, we'll continue on Hilchot Tzedakah a little bit. One of the very, very strange, halachot in a sense, is Hilchot Tzedakah, is that a poor person also has to give. Really, from a logical point of view, doesn't make any sense. And the truth of the matter is, Rav Moshe and other people have a tshuvot that, let's say, somebody's in medical school or a student and their parents are supporting them. They're not allowed to give, you know, tzedakah. It's not their money. If their parents are supporting them to go to school, they're going to turn around and be very, very machmir and give, you know, 10 or 20%. That's not allowed. They can give a penny, a nickel. Everybody has to give a shub of fruit. The truth of the matter is there's a major halachic question whether a corporation is allowed to give any charity because simple reading is it's not allowed to. The corporation is not owned by the management. It's owned by the shareholders. It's not the money of the corporation. The business of a corporation is to make money, to pass it on to the shareholders. The shareholders have an obligation to give charity. It could be in our society there's an understanding that corporations are supposed to give if they, you know, if they vote on it in the annual meeting, but it's not so simple that a corporation can just give their money. It's not necessarily their money. On the other hand, and I think there was an article in the New York Times the other day, so I didn't actually click on the link. Most corporations, when they give charity, they're not really giving charity. They're really doing advertising. They donate to a cause. Nothing wrong with that. In other words, it's a win-win situation. They give supply the money on the breast cancer run. And it's good publicity, so that they don't need approval of the shareholders because it's basically advertising. And that's the discretion of the management, what will enhance the company. But if you're giving it quietly, the way you know an individual is really supposed to get money, a corporation doesn't advertise the sucker, then it's a real issue. So the parent can't give, but the halacha that a poor person has to give is really just that they have to give a little bit, even somebody on welfare, because the idea of tzedakah, there's a dual component. It's to help the poor, but also everybody has to give. Whatever you have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to share with other people. It doesn't matter what, so you have to give to others. And that's a very important notion. It's interesting, you read the research, there are books about this where they interview people who give away a lot of money. So they'll always tell you that when they give, they feel, first of all, they feel good about themselves, but also they'll tell you they always feel they get the money back. Somehow, a wealthy businessman gives a few million dollars, he feels, somehow that money comes back. And I just find it interesting to point out, I'm sure many people know, that Binat Nu, the word, you know, in the Torah, when it says to give tzedakah, Binat Nu, the give, is what we call a palindrome, right? Palindrome. It's spelled palindrome. It's spelled the same backwards and forwards. Vav, Nun, Taf, Nun, Vav, whatever. Binat, so it goes and comes. When you give tzedakah, it goes and comes back, and the note is a kadma vazla, Binat Nu, and a kadma vazla is like a circle. It's like going back, so the money is like a galgal hachozer ba'olam, you give, it comes back. So that's one aspect. Just one, the Rama paskins that tzedakah can only be given to poor people. The mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of tzedakah, to give a poor person. If we accept this Rama, then we don't really give any tzedakah today. There, because Baruch Hashem in America, nobody has to be poor. I don't know. I don't know. In Canada, nobody has to be poor. Nobody has to be homeless. The police come around to try to give you a shelter. There's always food to get, etc. We don't really have poor people in the classical sense, like in the Shulchan Aruch, you know, Paskins, and right at the beginning of Hilchot Tzedakah, you have to give right away. And one of the reasons you don't say a bracha on tzedakah is because the person might die when you give the bracha. And the Mechaber quotes Nachum Ish Gamsu, the story of he told somebody he'll give him tzedakah, just wait, I have to unload my here on the donkey. And while he was unloading, he died. So Baruch Hashem, we don't have such things, at least not in America. And B, whatever aspects we do have really is taken care of by the government. There really is a dual component to tzedakah. There's a public and a private aspect. How taxes plays into tzedakah is a whole, you know, fascinating, you know, question. But really, the tzedakah we're giving, it's a public responsibility to follow all the rules. Who gives in priority. A private person, or a Moshe Tassin, give whoever he wants. You want to give all your tzedakah to this person, that cause, etc., that's okay. The obligations on how to divide it is more on the public component of tzedakah, which what we call taxes. In the time when the Jewish communities were autonomous, they could actually tax their own people, unfortunately, or whatever, depending on your view. We don't have that ability anymore. It would be great if we had it to support our day schools, etc., that every member, you know, they would assess people and actually be taxed. We've lost that. So the tzedakah we give is not really the classical case of tzedakah. We give to support institutions and old age homes and yeshivot, all wonderful things. Israel, it's great, but it's not really the classical form of tzedakah. I'll just mention one last idea that somebody sent a posting on a group of men. You know, what did he do with them? He sold something in real estate and then he reinvested the money right away, so he never got the money, but there was a capital gain. Does he have to give money on the capital gain? So basically, I think the general working assumption is, however you treat something for tax purposes, you can treat it for tzedakah purposes. So what I mean, so in Canada, we have like an RRSP. You give away 80% of your income, you can put in a retirement fund every year. Don't pay taxes on it until 71, until the age of 71. That can be, people can end up with basically millions of dollars. If you start at 25, putting in 18% of your income every year, you have a lot of money. All accumulates tax-free, and at the age of 71 when you pull it out. So do you have to pay stuck on the $15,000 a year you're putting into your RRSP? Or not, that's every year. So most of the question, I think, say no, you don't necessarily have to do it. That's not you never received the money. When you pull it out at 71, then you'll have to start giving a lot of tzedakah on it. Just like we assume a person pays tzedakah only on their net income, not on their gross income. It's not theirs, they never received the money, so they only have to pay on the net income. What I'll say, Reb Moshe has it, I don't understand the tshuva at all, but I just don't understand it. Reb Moshe passes, let's say a person has $100,000. So he clears only 70. So in the 70, he gives you 20%, that's what you're supposed to give, $14,000. So he gives $14,000, but he gets $7,000 back, because the government gives you back. We have an amazing, in Canada, the way it works, you give a capital gain, the government wipes out capital gain, 77% of your, you donate an appreciated asset, the government pays for up to 77% or so. It's an unbelievable thing. You give $1 million for $230,000 after tax dollars. So you get back the $7,000. So I really only given seven, but I give 20%. So I would assume I'd have to give 20% net, because once I'm not giving, I'm only giving on my net income, so I have to make sure to give away net income. Reb Moshe Paskin's no. Reb Moshe Paskin, that's only when you get back the refund of $7,000, you only have to give the 10 or 20% on that. So that's a kula that I don't think we have to follow. Those who can afford it. Those who Baruch Hashem can afford it. But it is interesting, if those who are meductic, and it's hard, and you really want to calculate what's the sort of amount you're supposed to give. So on the refund, you don't have to give twice as much, because the government gives you back half the money when you give the charity. Okay, we'll suffer that. We'll do some cut.